is an ABC color presentation.
From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. And now, Jimmy Kimmel.
What a surprise. Thanks. Hi, everyone. I'm Jimmy. I'm the host. Thanks for watching. I'm glad you're watching. There was a lot going on today. Starting with, the day started with an unexpected message from the Pope. Remember that guy? In a new documentary, Pope Francis voiced his support for same-sex civil unions. He said, homosexual people have the right to be in a family. Nobody should be thrown out or made miserable because of it. And while that might seem obvious to most of us, it's a very big deal because it is not the official position of the Catholic Church, and he's the Pope of the Church. The Pope has gone rogue all of a sudden. He's talking like Jesus. It's crazy. And while it is newsworthy hearing him say this, Francis, as you know, is not the first pope to endorse same-sex unions. The first pope to do it was Pope Rihanna back in 2018 at the Met Gala. It's crazy. We live in a time when the head of the Catholic Church is more progressive on same-sex marriage than the vice president of the United States. But we do. I'm sure the Pope is wearing a pointy birthday hat today to celebrate Kim Kardashian's birthday. She turned 40 years old today. This is going to be quite a couple of weeks for Kim. Today she turned 40, and when Kanye wins on November 3rd, she becomes First Lady. So we got another shocking glimpse into the current president's finances. Thanks again to the New York Times. According to the Times, Donald Trump has an undisclosed Chinese bank account. Isn't that something? And not only does he have a bank account with China, he paid between 2013 and 2015, he paid China more than $188,000 in taxes. I feel like at the end of this, we're going to find out that Hunter Biden is actually Trump's son in a real Darth Vader-y twist on this whole story. And while it may not look great that Trump paid 250 times as much income tax to China than he did the United States, I feel like this story is being blown out of proportion a little bit. I mean, honestly, who doesn't have a Chinese bank account? I mean, I have a Chinese bank account. Guillermo, do you have a Chinese bank account?
Yeah, I have two.
Yeah. Our announcer, Dickie, do you have a Chinese bank account?
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. Give the guy a break already. We all have them. And by the way, now that we found out he's a longtime Chinese taxpayer, Trump has every right to be furious about China's response to the coronavirus. He's practically a citizen of their country. Of course, Donald Trump has a Chinese bank account. He had to. He's running out of things to be hypocritical about. It was the only thing left. At this point, I wouldn't be surprised to find out he tunneled under the border from Mexico into the country. It was a rough day for the president. He had a run-in of some kind with Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes.
Owen, you have to watch what we do to 60 Minutes. You'll get such a kick out of it. You're going to get a kick out of it. Leslie Stahl is not going to be happy.
Yeah. Well, for those who haven't heard, Trump reportedly got up and abruptly left his interview with Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes, and he's threatening to release his own footage of what happened before it airs on CBS Sunday. He's mad about something. We don't know exactly what, but he tweeted, "Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes not wearing a mask in the White House after her interview with me. Much more to come." I don't know. How much more could there be to come? It was an interview. Did she murder someone on her way out of the White House? Meanwhile, Eric Trump is out there working it, too. He was on the road in Michigan, mixing it up with voters, no mask, shaking hands, close contact, close talking, high fives, winks, the whole deal. He acts like there's nothing to worry about at all. There you go, right up there. It's hard to blame him, though. His father never hugged him. His wife is made out of PVC. The man desperately craves a human touch. Maybe he'll get it in the hospital. Donald Trump really needs to shake things up at the debate tomorrow night. According to a New York Times Siena poll, when it comes to the issues, forget the candidates themselves, when it comes to the major issues like coronavirus, law and order, hiring your kids to run a country, all the big things, voters strongly prefer Biden's positions over Trump's. And you know what else Biden has going for him? He has none other than Barack Obama, who appeared at a rally today in Philadelphia. It was one of those drive-in rallies. Yeah. It was a big crowd. It was a diverse crowd. There were Ford Fiestas, Kia Sorentos, Nissan Rogues. Even a Volkswagen Tiguan made it to the... Obama said to the crowd, he said, can you imagine if I had a secret Chinese bank account? I guess he doesn't. Guillermo, do you have a secret Chinese bank account?
Yeah, I have a Chinese secret.
Oh, did we do this already? Okay, yeah we did.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.